Campbell Brown. For Le Mans Toyota Tottenham, car buying out west made easy.
Welcome back to the program. As we do this time every week, we catch up with the guru, not only SEN track guru, but AFL Nation commentator as well, Campbell Brown, the Hawthorn Premiership star. And don't forget, you can catch the winners with Andrew Bensley, 9 a.m. tomorrow on SEN track, and Brownie on trackside right across the weekend. Campbell Brown online from Queensland, still in the bright sunshine. Welcome to you, Brownie.
Yeah, g'day, Dwayne. How you going, mate?
Gee, you've been missing out. We've had some beautiful weather down here in Melbourne the last couple of days, and I'm sure you're envious up there in Queensland where it's, I heard it's dropped to 24 today, so you'll be great to have you. Hopefully it's good winner picking weather for you up there. We'll get your tips very shortly, but let's talk about what happened last night first. What did you make of it?
I thought it was an outstanding contest. It lived up to what we probably expected, and the difference probably just was that Geelong were a little bit too classy. They just couldn't find a way of stopping first Tom Hawkins and then Jeremy Cameron. And try as they might up the other end with Charlie Dixon and Connor Rosie, who was just unbelievable. They were matching them blow for blow, but just the big spearheads of the Cats were a little bit too strong late.
And what do you make of the Cats as they are right now? They obviously had three of their keys back last night. Dangerfield back last night. Blitzars was back and Duncan was back. They've still got a couple of guys who are pretty damn good missing out on a game at the moment, like Narkle, who was emergency or was the sub last night. Clark can't get a game. And they've got this forward line that's really potent. And I don't mind their slow, slow, and then go-go kind of game style.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? They just have so much confidence when they look up and see, you know, Gary Rowan. He's got leg speed. Tom Hawkins is great one-on-one. And Jeremy Cameron... you know, when the ball hits the ground, he's just as good, but he likes to get out the back as well, and he finds a lot of space. So, their forward-pronged attack is pretty dangerous. The three inclusions, I thought, probably made the difference last night. You know, the class of Duncan and you know, Blitzarves just adds so much flexibility, whether it be in the ruck or playing down back. So, it was a big win for them, and they're exactly where I think they should be. They're sort of in the top three or four sides in the competition, and you know, provided they can stay fit and healthy and get some of their players back, which they've done with Dangerfield and things, that they'll be right there at the pointy end of the season. The fact that Tom Hawkins won the Coleman last year and he's so comfortable and happy to play a team-based game, which he's always done, but the way that him and Jeremy Cameron work together up forward, it's like they've been playing together for seasons, you know, not just, you know, half a dozen games. I think it's a credit to Tom Hawkins.
And it's a credit in some way to the organisation. We're talking about the Saints, who get these players from other clubs and they come in and they haven't got the chemistry yet and it's not quite working. But the Cats have done a similar thing, really, haven't they? They've added Smith, they've added Cameron, they've added Higgins, they've added a couple of other guys over the course of time that seem to have fitted in, and maybe their recruiting's better. I'm not sure whether they've found the right guys that plug the right holes. But right now, I think they're looking almost equal premiership favourites in my eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. They just play such a team-based orientated role, and players just come in. They know exactly what they need to do, and they fulfil that. So I don't think they're under any illusions, the coach or the players, their leadership group, that they need to win one, you know, and this year is the year that they need to do it, because they've got a lot of players 30 years of age or older, and their era is going to sort of be coming to an end sooner rather than later. So they've recruited for it, they've traded for it, and they're playing, you know, really good football, but they need to be.
Port Adelaide's in a similar situation in terms of some of their older players are getting older, and maybe now's the time for Boak and for Robbie Gray. So where are Port at right now? How do they actually get themselves up where the big boys are? I mean, to Melbourne standard, to Geelong standard right now?
Oh, I think it just comes down to consistency. They're a side that show flashes of brilliance for quarters and for games, and you know, they finished on top of the ladder last year and couldn't quite get over the last couple of hurdles of a really close preliminary final loss. But I think that, you know, when Charlie Dixon plays well, Port Adelaide play well. You know, and normally when he kicks four goals they win. Now, they lost this game in a pretty close contest, but they need some other avenues to go because Charlie, you know, he can't do it every single game. And so Connor Rosie was terrific, but they need a couple of other players that can bob up. Georgiades has been, you know, terrific in patches this year, but Tom Hawkins can have a quiet night and Geelong can win. Jeremy Cameron can have a quiet night and I still feel like Geelong can win. Whereas I sometimes feel if Charlie doesn't play well and kick goals, then that's half the battle of beating Port.
Yeah, it's a pretty good way of summing it up. Tonight, Hawthorn-Sydney. Lance is stepping out again and it's a big stage Friday night. Sydney are flying at the moment. Hawthorn haven't been able to get it cranking just yet. What do you think will happen?
Oh, Sydney Swans will be winning this game. And what a whirlwind for young Jai Newcombe, who only 2.5 weeks ago was playing good footy for Box Hill in the VFL. Then he gets in the mid-season draft to the Hawks. And that 7 days later, he's making his debut. So it can happen really, really quickly for players given the opportunity. So that's exciting. Will Day coming back into that side, you know, exciting from his injury. They just need to play some of the young kids and see exactly where their list is at. I heard the talk during the week about the Tom Mitchell trade rumours. I don't think anything would be off the table you know, with Hawthorn at the moment. They're not playing great footy, but there's some signs of positivity. CJ's had a really good year. Ned Reeves in the ruck, you know, was terrific against the Suns just the week before the bye. So there's positivity there, and you just need to play the young fellas and see exactly where the list is at.
It is an amazing story, the Jai Newcombe story. He's also got a long-term deal, so he's got some stability about his life right now. So he almost plays without any fear, comes into a Hawthorn team, and yeah, I can't wait to see how this all unfolds, especially in the next couple of months. Hawthorn's an interesting watch, Campbell. So what do you make of the Sam Mitchell's ready, Alistair Clarkson, who's adamant every time he gets asked that he's not going anywhere. He's contracted for next year, so everything that Alistair Clarkson says and does indicates that he's staying, and yet everybody still talks about, can Clarko be gettable for Collingwood?
Yeah, and that's the big one, I think, the fact that he's contracted for next year. If he was out of contract at the end of 2021, I think that, you know, the questions would be asked and probably more fever pitch. But, you know, Clarko's, he's there. He's committed to the club. He's verbalised it to the media. And I think of all the coaches out there, he's probably earned the opportunity to see a contract out. Now, that's not to say that things won't change. And quite often when one domino falls, things, you know, move a little bit faster. And with Buckley going this week, it might force a few clubs into making decisions that they might have liked to have held off for another 4 or 5 weeks. But, you know, pressure's building on David Teague. So, you know, if you're a football club, you'd be silly not to ask the question, at least about Clarko. But I can't see him not seeing his contract out at Hawthorn.
What about Sam Mitchell then? Do you think he's an option for Collingwood or even Carlton if they decide to go for a new coach? Or do you think Collingwood's the kind of club that needs someone who has driven the car before?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, Ross Lyon and Michael Voss would be the two big names that, you know, you'd think would be more than ready if they wanted to step up into a side like Collingwood. And I think Sam Mitchell is certainly capable of coaching an AFL club now, whether he wants to get another year at Box Hill. I don't think he needs to rush. And we've seen some coaches, aspiring senior coaches, rush into decisions because they've been presented right there and then, and you know, you want to take them. But sometimes, certainly in the coaching landscape, would be take your time. Opportunities will continue to arise if you have a want for senior coaching. And I think Sam Mitchell will get a lot of opportunities and can work through, you know, what and where that is down the track. But I certainly wouldn't be, if I was Sam, rushing into applying for a Collingwood job or another one in the future.
Have a look at the other games, Fremantle and the Gold Coast. Do you think the Dockers get this done, or do you think the Gold Coast, who are actually, I think, the favourites in this one at Optus Stadium in WA, which surprises me, but no Fife, I suppose, changes everything. Who'll win it?
Yeah, I actually think the Suns will win this. I'm a big fan of Fremantle, but when you go through their injury list, Brendan Cox, Nat Fife, Griffin Logue, Nathan Wilson's out suspended. They've got another couple of players that got omitted. It's just a very different looking side to what they've been producing in the first half of this year. And the big plus, I suppose, for the Gold Coast Suns is they get Jack Bowes and Matty Rao back into the side. And that's a huge lift. Matty Rao will just hit the ground running, I reckon. He'd just be wanting to make up for lost time over the last 2 years. He's going to be super exciting. So I think the Suns can play with the right intensity and jump out of the blocks the way they did against Hawthorn a couple of weeks ago. They can take it right up to Fremantle.
Saints, Adelaide, Crows and Cairns?
Yeah, it's an interesting game, this one, isn't it? And St Kilda, yeah, I'm going to lean towards the Saints a little bit reluctantly, but I think that they just need to continue to progress and win games of football. It doesn't matter if it's by 1 point or 10 goals. They just need to bank some wins.
North and the Giants in Hobart, Blunstone Arena.
Yeah, I'd be pretty surprised if the Giants drop this one. They get Toby Green back. Great to see Kennedy back as well, and Matty DeBoer. So they're starting. They've been ravaged by injury throughout the course of this year and been able to manage pretty well the last 7 or 8 weeks. So Toby Green and the like should get them across the line.
And Richmond is going to start the favourite, we understand, at Optus Stadium in Perth against the West Coast Eagles, which is amazing, which shows us how strong maybe the weight of money might be with Richmond's support, but how well Richmond are going for a team that sits eighth and below the Eagles on the ladder.
Yeah, and I'm leaning towards the West Coast Eagles here. I just think they get Oscar Allen back, they get Liam Duggan, Josh Kennedy, Nathan Vardy. They're playing, you know, at home. I mean, you could make the argument that Richmond played unbelievable footy last week, but it mainly came in the back end of the last quarter. So if the West Coast Eagles can just really challenge them through the midfield, which I think they'll be capable of doing with the talent that they've got, and not allowing that fast football. As soon as Richmond get the ball in fast, they're impossible to stop with guys like Bolton, Jack Graham and those guys just getting to the feet of the big boys. So, yeah, West Coast Eagles, if they can play the game in their half with the talent they've got coming back in, will be pretty strong.
And Queen's Birthday, Monday, SCG, which is another variable, Melbourne against Collingwood. Melbourne, pretty strong favourites. But the last game for Collingwood under Bucks.
Yeah, and hopefully they can go out as winners for Bucks. He deserves it. I don't think they will, though, just because Melbourne, very well-oiled machine. I caught up with old teammate of mine, Grant Birchall, yesterday, who doesn't give praise too often to opposition sides. Yeah. And obviously, Brisbane played Melbourne the week before the bye. He was just really impressed and taken aback by how well-drilled they are in terms of their structures and everyone playing their role and just the level of voice and everything out there on the field between the players. He just thinks that they are right in the sweet spot at the moment, which not many players and probably footy people have said about Melbourne consistently. Yep. Over the last decade. So it'll be a very hard game to win for the Pies. You hope they put in a spirited performance for their outgoing coach.
And have you got a winner for us across the weekend of racing?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be going to the Stradbroke tomorrow Eagle Farm, Duane. I'm very excited about that. I've got my suit just brought up to my room. I really like Wild Planet in the Straddy. The Hawks team trainer, Tommy Berry's riding. It's Dawn Barrier 15, which is a little bit sticky, but first start was enormous and pushed Eduardo all the way to the line there over a trip that probably didn't suit. Comes here tomorrow, second up, 1,400. I think will fire, and it's about $9.
Love your work, Brownie. Is that your crystal ball prediction for the weekend for Thirsty Camel?
Yeah, we'll make it that. Yeah.
All right. Good work, Brownie. I'll let you go and get your suit. I can hear the tailor at the door ready to fit you even closer now that you've lost a bit of weight playing up there in Queensland and doing all that training in the sunshine. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend.
Campbell Round, SEN Track and AFL Nation commentator. You can catch Winners with Andrew Bensley 9 a.m. tomorrow on SEN Track. And Brownie on Trackside across the weekend. And you can enter Thirsty Camel and Carlton Draft crystal ball competition at icanwin.com.au. Back to wrap up next.
Campbell Brown for Le Mans Toyota Tottenham. Just 20 minutes from the airport. It's car buying out west made easy.